Welcome to another empowering episode of Become Limitless Towards Greatness podcast. Today, we're exploring a mindset shift that has the power to help you navigate life's inevitable ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and inner peace. I'm talking about learning to show up fully in each present moment and let things unfold naturally without being excessively attached to a specific outcome. Because the harsh truth is that you don't actually control when success or failure will come your way. There will be days when everything just clicks. You nail that job interview. Your creative project is a smash hit. You emerge victorious from a big competition. And in those shining moments, it's easy to feel amazing and unstoppable. But what's harder is showing up again the next day with the same level of commitment and drive after tasting success. It's tempting to get complacent and rest on your laurels. The greatest winners understand that success is never permanent. It's simply rented, and the prize is relentless, consistent effort day after day. And then there are the days that absolutely gut punch you, when you put in the work but the results just didn't flow. Maybe you bombed that interview you prepared intensely for. Maybe your creative endeavor fell flat despite your passion. Maybe you faced a tough loss after giving your absolute all. In those valleys, it's so easy to get discouraged and start doubting yourself, to wonder if you're just not good enough or if you'll ever achieve your dreams. But the reality is that wins and losses are inevitable parts of any journey worth taking. You can't have massive highs without weathering some lows too. The key is being able to show up fully and remain committed anyway, regardless of the previous outcome. Because when you tie your self-worth and identity to any specific result, you set yourself up for a constant roller coaster of highs and lows that is utterly draining. The healthier approach is to focus solely on what you can control. Your effort, your mindset, your consistency in showing up as your best, most authentic self. Because at the end of the day, that sincere devotion to your goals and values is what will allow you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. For example, for that big job interview, the old mindset is being excessively attached to getting an offer in some kind of idealized, perfect scenario you played out in your mind. But the elevated mindset is simply showing up prepared, articulating your strengths genuinely, and letting go of the outcome you can't control. With a creative pursuit, many of us put immense pressure on ourselves to produce an acclaimed masterpiece out of fear of not being quote-unquote good enough. But that fear mindset often constrains the free-flowing creativity required. The path is to find fulfillment in the process itself, expressing yourself, learning, growing, regardless of external judgments. In an athletic competition, the conventional mindset obsesses solely over winning and takes either immense pride or shame from the result. But the mentally tougher choice is to commit to your best performance in that moment, analyze areas for improvement, and find purpose in the constant journey of elevating your skills over time, or in attempting to build connections with new people. Many get fixated on achieving specific outcomes like turning every interaction into a romantic prospect. But the healthier approach is to simply show up authentically, be present while getting to know people, and allow relationships to develop or dissipate naturally without expectations. Can you see the underlying theme. In each case, the old mindset was excessively attached to a specific idealized outcome. But the upgraded perspective is about showing up fully while allowing life to unfold without grasping for control over results. This mindset is seemingly in theory, but incredibly difficult to sustain in practice, because our human brains are hardwired to obsess over achieving future goals and ruminating on past disappointments. That's why deliberate practices like mindfulness, meditation are crucial. They help you become more aware of when your mind is grasping at expectations, so you can recenter your energy on what matters most: your purpose, your sincere effort, and your values. Not on any single chapter's outcome, but on walking the path itself with integrity. Because when you let go of attachments to specific results, you open yourself to experiencing life with more joy, more fulfillment, more resilience through the ups and downs. You stop living at the mercy of external outcomes and instead claim your power over the only thing you can control: your mindset, your consistency, your response to whatever life brings. So I'll leave you with this simple mantra to become your anchor: expect nothing and accept everything. Don't judge, resist, or critique the results you're given. Whether they thrill you or disappoint you in the moment, just keep showing up fully, giving your authentic best, and allowing your journey to unfold as it will. The less you're attached to outcomes, the more you'll be able to gracefully ride the natural ebbs and flows of the path without highs and lows drowning you. You'll experience true freedom and fulfillment from doing the work itself in alignment with your values, not from any single win or loss, but from showing up wholeheartedly for the journey no matter what. So let's all commit to showing up wholeheartedly and letting things flow. Keep showing up for your goals and release the need for any one chapter to go perfectly according to plan. Your purpose is bigger than any single win or loss. The path ahead is yours to walk with grit and grace, regardless of outcomes. Always remember that you are enough on your own. So keep stepping out bravely for your goals and accepting the results as they come with an open and welcome heart. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review on your favorite platform. And if you're feeling generous, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And until next time, stay awesome, stay limitless, and stay you.